First of all, happy St. Valentine's Day. I see many of you wearing red out there in honor of the martyr, St. Valentine. It's interesting, we don't know a whole lot about him, but one of the traditions is that he was a priest who was martyred for the faith about the year 270. And while he was in prison, it's said that the early Christians, especially the children, would write little letters and then deliver them to his cell. Perhaps that's the origin of the giving of Valentine cards on this day, the day of his martyrdom in the year 270. But today we honor St. Cyril and Methodius. February 14th is the feast day of these two great saints of Europe. John Paul II declared that they were the patron saints of Europe. This was back in 1980. So along with St. Benedict, the great founder of monasticism in the West, Cyril and Methodius are the patron saints of Europe. And in particular, of the Czech Republic, of Slovakia, Slovenia, Croatia, and Bosnia Herzegovina. So they're the patron saints of this entire region. These two brothers are called the apostles of the Slavic people. A very interesting, when we study their life, you see that these two brothers were born to a Byzantine military officer who commanded the forces of the army in Thessalonica. As young boys, they were also taught the Slavic language, which would eventually help them in the future to become missionaries to the Slavic people. They were educated in Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. They both became monks. One became a professor. The other one became an abbot of a monastery. But then in the year 862, they were entrusted with a remarkable mission. The Byzantine emperor asked for missionaries to come to instruct his people in their own language. There are already Western missionaries from Bavaria and other parts of Germany, but they were only speaking in their own language. This emperor wanted the evangelizers who could speak in the language of his people. And so St. Cyril and Methodius, these two brothers, since they knew the language, were sent to that region. And there they began to create the alphabet that would be used for the Slavonic people, which is called the Cyrillic alphabet, named after St. Cyril. So you might help win a game of Trivia Pursuit one day, if you remember that. The Cyrillic alphabet, named after St. Cyril and his brother Methodius. So they developed the alphabet. So not only did they evangelize the faith, but they also helped culture. They helped society. They helped civilization by the development of the language. So they then began to translate these prayers into, and the mass and the liturgy and parts of canon law into the language of the people. And so they continued to work. There was much opposition to their work, especially because they celebrated the liturgy in the Slavonic language, and that upset and angered many of the Western missionaries. And so they felt that they had to go to Rome to seek papal approval. So they went to Rome, and they met with the Pope, and the Pope did give them approval to continue to say Mass in the native language of the people, as well as to translate the Gospels and the entire Bible into their own native language. So at the Church of St. Mary Major in Rome, the Pope solemnly approved the Slavonic liturgy and ordained Methodius, as well as several other men who came with them. And the liturgy was celebrated in St. Peter's in Slavonic. St. Cyril died shortly after that. Methodius went back to that region to continue to evangelize. He translated the entire scriptures into the native language as well as other sacred texts. And he died in his cathedral in 884. So again, when looking at their lives, we see again the blessing that they were for this region, for civilization, for culture, for language, and how they evangelized. What was unique is that they always remained faithful to the church, but they were able to adapt the teachings to the native people, which was, again, a very delicate balance, being able to remain faithful to the teachings of the church, while at the same time presenting the teachings in a way that could be understood by the local people. You know, the big breakthrough was putting the liturgy and the prayers and the scriptures into their own vernacular language. And the church has obviously done this a great deal in the last 40 years since Vatican II. Even though Latin is a beautiful language, it is the official language of the church, it is for the majority of people easier for them to pray and worship God in their own language. I'm very blessed, and we're very blessed that the liturgy of the hours are now in English. And it's much easier to pray the Psalms when you can really pray with the heart. It's much easier to understand the prayers of the Mass and the liturgy. So we are very blessed to be able to have Mass in our own native tongue, to be able to pray the prayers in our own language. Again, it doesn't mean that we get rid of Latin. Latin is very sacred, very precious, very beautiful. But I think most of us would agree that it is easier to pray with the heart and to pray with the mind and soul when we can pray these prayers today at the Mass in our own native language, in the vernacular. So again, these missionaries were very creative. They were very much faithful to the Pope, faithful to the teachings of the Church, while at the same time always looking for new ways to spread the faith and to evangelize. So we should be doing the same thing. Look for different opportunities to evangelize and spread the faith. Never water down the faith, but always try to present it in new and interesting ways. So with praise to St. Cyril Methodius, pray for us.